Let's bring on our guest. He is one of New Jersey's leading attorneys, particularly for those that are facing oppression or aggression from government organizations and actors. He's someone who you can regularly follow in the news because he doesn't shy away from tough fights, and we're happy to have him here this evening on the Matt Rooney Show, attorney Ron Baruti of Morey, Nolan, and Baruti, LLC. Ron, welcome to the Matt Rooney Show. Glad we could finally have you on and make this happen.
Thanks, Matt. I appreciate it. And that's Morey, Nolan, Baruti. That's my partner, Gwyneth Morey, Nolan, who's a heck of a fighter herself.
Yeah, you guys, and I love, by the way, Dan, you got to check out the website if you haven't already. They look like they're about ready to knock your block off.
Are you guys both lawyers? You guys are both lawyers?
Just ignore him. Just ignore him. I have to have him here, Ron, because he knows how to operate the board, but he's one of these Gen Z snowflakes. We'll get into that later. Yeah, you know the type. Let us fill us in on this Hunterdon County school board situation, because it continues to pop up in my news alerts on a weekly basis. It just isn't going away, and you and your client are right at the middle of it.
Yeah, I actually have two clients, and just for a clarification, it's the Hunterdon Central Regional High School District. So it's a high school.
Yeah, that's correct. I think I said Hunterdon County. So no, this isn't a countywide school district. There's a school district in Hunterdon County.
Right. It's a regional high school is what it is. And it has its own board of education. So what would you like to know? Because there's so much to tell.
Yeah, there's so much. Well, why don't you tell us how this started? Because, you know, our listeners hear transphobic tweets and their imagination is ignited at that point. Because we know that almost any kind of satire, any kind of commentary which goes against the current cultural grain is considered a thought crime in 2023. But how did this story even get started to begin with?
So an anonymous person on Twitter who went by the handle Mama Llama, a person still as of yet unidentified, and it could be more than one person, we don't know. Mm-hmm. Mama Llama put out some tweets criticizing primarily a Women's History Month display at the Hunterdon Central Regional High School, which included two men in drag. And these are the brave women of Women's History Month. So there was a photograph taken, and in fact, we know that there were multiple photographs taken of this display, which is in full public view. It's in a public school, and it's perfectly okay to photograph, and it's perfectly okay to criticize. And it ended up in Mama Llama's account, and Mama Llama, you know, said some things that were not so particularly positive about this thing. Now, it turns out that the superintendent is a man, Jeffrey Moore, and a couple of the board members are, I would call them far left, perhaps. I don't really know them, but I would assume so. And at a school board meeting, some quote-unquote activists decided to finger my client, Rebecca Peterson, as being Mama Llama. And it was just a horrible, terrible thing. And investigations had to take place. And could it be possible that Rebecca Peterson was Mama Llama? And suddenly the superintendent, the board president, the vice president went into full investigatory mode. Meanwhile, remember, this is we have a First Amendment. Right. And the school board, it's a public entity. And whoever Mama Llama is or whoever they are have an absolute right to the confidentiality of their communication to be anonymous, to remain anonymous. And certainly whoever Mama Llama is did not write this as a school board member. It was written as an anonymous person.
Well, that's what I keep coming back to Ron. And I mean, I practice different, you know, areas of the law than you do. So I defer to you. You're the expert. But where is the alleged ethical violation here? It sounds to me like it's a cultural crime. It's thought crime as the left currently conceives of it. But unless you're doing something in your capacity as a school board member or, you know, I can't imagine what confidential school board information you could disclose, but I'd imagine something related to contracts, right? If there's certain information regarding a contract the school board's deliberating about that got tweeted out, that could be an ethical violation. I'm not hearing one here.
Yeah, well, in fact, Rebecca fired the first shot. She believes, and I believe, that it is, you know, school boards have to act within the boundaries of the law. And here, the school board, by engaging in this investigation, wasting taxpayer money to find out, to try to find out who Mama Llama is or who they are, has engaged in unconstitutional activity. There's no other state actors. They have no business investigating tweets of some anonymous person. It's got nothing to do with the school board. These are people whose noses are broken over the fact that they're being criticized for what they're putting up in the school. And it's perfectly criticizable, if that's a word. And it got worse, though, because then they called in superintendent and principal of the school, called in my other client, Paul Tanko, who's a security guard. Man was a lieutenant in the Rutgers Police Department. He is 7 years a security guard. Never has the superintendent called him in to discuss security at the school, but he called him in to discuss Mama Llama. And were you the person who provided this photograph to Mama Llama? Did you take a photograph? Now, the client was honest with the superintendent, but what happened is that the superintendent was waiting for him to be dishonest. And even after my client honestly said, yeah, I took a picture of it, decided to let him know that he checked out all the security footage and saw that he did take a picture of him. This is what the superintendent of the schools is wasting his time with.
So many consequential issues right now facing our children, right? Learning loss. Many parents have security concerns after the latest wave of school shootings. God knows our children are up against all different types of challenges, both at home and in the culture. The idea that the school board is spending this much energy on this particular issue, regardless of how you feel about the trans movement, it really, truly is jarring. What's the status of Rebecca's complaint?
So Rebecca filed a federal lawsuit purely in the public interest. And she believes that the entire district is being treated unconstitutionally. The rights are being violated because we have a school board acting as a state actor that's busy violating somebody's or some people's First Amendment rights by trying to, quote unquote, out this tweeter. Paul Tanko also filed a Title 42 claim, 1983 civil rights claim in a federal court. And he's actually seeking damages because he was suspended with pay. But, you know, he's been tainted by this investigation. He did nothing wrong. Even if he took a picture and even if he shared it with Mama Llama, which there's no evidence of that, by the way, we don't know if he knows who Mama Llama is. Doesn't matter. He has a perfectly valid First Amendment right to do that. You know, the bigger question, Matt, is what bothers me is more and more when I see these kinds of cases coming down that the left is aggressively pushing their agenda, their ideology. And the question is, where does it end? You know, where does this go? Where's the natural progression of this? And it's pretty frightening to think about how they will stop at nothing to violate people's constitutional rights. They claim that this is not a free speech issue. This is one of the board members said, I just want to close by saying this is not a First Amendment issue. This is a safety issue. This is a right to exist issue. This is not about the right to free speech. What is she talking about?
Wow.
It's a right to exist?
And once again, they're circumventing democracy, right? Because for something that you and I agree has nothing to do with ethics, regardless of how you feel about the issues, the recourse is the voters in that particular school district will eventually pass judgment on your client, on these other individuals. That's how it's supposed to work. You don't get to kick somebody off of a governing body at whatever level simply because they commit what you believe to be a thought crime. But once again, our friends on the left have outed themselves, this time up in Hunterdon County. Ron, tell us where we can find you online so we can not only follow your good work, but also continue to follow along with this story as it progresses.
Yeah, thanks, Matt. So we're at murraynolanbaruti.com, and I'll spell it. It's M is Mary, U-R-R-A-Y hyphen N-O-L-A-N, Murray Nolan Baruti, B-E-R. UTTI.com, MurrayNolanBaruti.com, and that's our website. And you know, we're taking on all of these woke agenda items, be they publicly or be they in the private sector. We're suing BlackRock. We're suing Governor Murphy. We just filed a suit against Governor Hochul in New York. We do New York work as well. We're taking these people on because someone has to, and there are very few people willing to do it. And these are the issues that of our day that matter the most. And if we don't do it, these people are going to win, and it's going to be pretty tyrannical situation that we face. And we can't let that happen without at least putting up the best fight we can.
Expertly said, and it's one of the reasons why I wanted to have you on, and we're going to make you come back again in the future on these storylines and others, because so often I hear the complaint over at Save Jersey here on the station in the comments, well, why isn't the Republican Party suing? Why isn't anyone taking these people to court? It's a complicated complaint, and I understand the frustration, but there are competent conservative attorneys out there that actually are tackling these tough cases, and they're doing good work. So make sure you find them online and support them. We know you got an airport run coming up this evening, my friend. So thank you for taking the time to call into 1210 WPHD.
Thanks for having me, Matt. Take care.